Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists live in La La Land. That is, until they're forced to get out of the ivory tower and enter what we know as the real world. And you know this because it's happened to you. And it's happened to you many times. Many examples I can give you where you were living up there going, ooh, life is good. You know, and it all seemed very Pollyanna. And then at some point you had to come down and go, whoa, what just happened? They call it a reality check. Ever wondered, for example, why you don't know your teenagers? And let me tell you why. And having raised four boys, gone through this multiple times, and many of you who are listening, you'll relate. And others of you, well, we'll see. But you get distracted. As a parent, you're just trying to provide, and you're trying to do it better than anybody, and there's no book, and even if there were a book, it wouldn't matter, because the book does not apply to your situation. It can give you some basic ground rules. I'll give you a good example. So, Chris Harris and I were talking, and he says, Kev, man, parents raise kids the wrong way. I said, what are you talking about? He said, when they have a little baby, he says, they tiptoe around the house and we got to put the baby down. He says, and you find yourself adjusting your life to the baby. He says, the way you raise a kid is when you're ready to put the kid down and you're still up, you don't tiptoe around, you put the baby down. The baby has to cry a little bit and eventually it'll go to sleep. But you know what it'll learn? It will learn eventually that all this crying isn't going to help. Once they put me down, they're going to keep making noise, watching TV, walking around, and I got to go to sleep. And there are some of you listening who haven't heard me talk about this before, and you're like, what? Yeah. Your child will get used to your lifestyle, not the other way around. And that's what makes a happy life, because then the child is being integrated into your lifestyle. But if you're tiptoeing around every time the baby cries and raises his arms up and you pick him up, my grandmother was big on that. Don't pick that baby up. Leave that baby there. The little child be raising his arms and the parents, new parents, oh, pick him up. Well, if every time I cry you pick me up, what do you think I'm going to do? I'm not going to learn independence. I'm going to say, oh, somebody's going to pick me up. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. So anyway, as a little child grows, you're out there, you're working your job, you get distracted, and they stop being little human beings to you, and they become these things called obligations. Little people that you have to provide for. Don't misunderstand me. You're changing diapers, and as they get older, you're taking them to school, you're taking them to the ball games and whatever else. But you become a disciplinarian, you become somewhat of a doctor, a shrink at times, because you're analyzing yourself and you're analyzing them, and why are they doing this, and you're referring to books, etc. But rarely stop to involve yourselves in their lives at a certain point because you got busy. And there's nothing wrong with that, folks. And I know some of you are better parents than others and participated a lot more, and you're ranking yourselves right now. You're not going to dare get defensive. Well, Kevin, I was a good parent, and okay, good, 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 good. Good for you. Good for you, Dr. Spock. You know, you're so much better than the rest of them. I'm just making a point. I'm just making a point here. You took them to ball games and you recapped the stats. I do that with my son. We go to baseball games. I take him to the game. I look at what he does. I videotape him. We get in the car. We recap it. Sometimes he's not happy because he didn't play well. Sometimes the team didn't back him up, whatever. And we go through that. But you know what? I don't know the music on his iPhone. His mom does, but I don't. I can't remember. Yeah, Dad, Enrique got arrested. Which one's Enrique? I don't know. His mom knows. I'll admit it. Melissa's a better parent than I am. I'll admit it. I'm too busy. I'm not saying that she's not busy making a living, because she is. She just juggles better. Me, I'm like, okay, kid, come here. Give Dad a hug. Yeah, I'm that old school dad. Got to go get back on the truck and hit the road, make some money. But regardless, folks, I'm just telling you, you don't know, for the most part, you don't know their music. You don't know their dances. You don't know what they do day to day. You may know a few friends, but you don't know them all. And don't say, Kevin, I was a teenager once, because it's different today. It's very different. But regardless of your parenting, there's a period, folks, in the lives of your children where they move farther away from you. That is the natural order of things. Happened with me 4 times. They just move away. And it's a hard thing as a parent to understand, because you're like, what happened? He used to hug me every day. They get older. And here's what I'll say. You know them less, but it's okay. Then you find out, well, and they smoked a little weed, or maybe they went a little past third base with some boy or girl, and maybe the grades weren't what you expected. Then you had to come to the realization that you ready for this? Aren't the best parent in the world. Maybe you thought you were. And so this is the same revelation that left has come to, except theirs isn't about coming of age. Theirs is, they just live in la-la land. They don't understand that the world is very different than what they've created in their own minds. You know that child that you go, not my child. Yep. A left-wing San Francisco journalist, she went on a little jaunt. And this is similar to what happened to the lady, the mayor of San Francisco. She goes out, looks at her city, and goes, what? All this crime up in the hood, and what? All these poops. What are these? All these needles. And she's stepping over needles, hypodermic needles. She's having to watch where she steps because it's poop. They have a bit. I looked for the video. I couldn't even find it. Sometimes I think they take this stuff off because they're so embarrassed. Sit tight. We'll be right back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Texas Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Heard a guy say something that was pretty profound. I think he said it this way. There were three things. There's what I know I know. There's what I know I don't know. And then there's what I don't know that I don't know. And I believe that was the way he put it. And anyway, whether that's still somewhat profound, but I don't find it as profound as what he said, but I didn't remember it exactly. But I got it. And what he said at the end was, what scares me the most is when you don't know what you don't know. And that's what's right about life. I mean, if nobody ever says you're not the smartest dude in the room, or, you know, corrects you where you go, where you have to check yourself and go, you know what, I just need to be quiet on this subject. You can't know everything. And you know people that feel that way. And let me tell you who they are. They're leftists or idiots or a combination of both. That's what they are. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844 800-551-8255. We're talking about the ivory tower today. The ivory tower, where people sit in and look down upon the peasants and don't know what's happening. They're detached from reality. And it's easy to do, and it's easy for all of us to do. I mean, I'm going to tell you, as a conservative, you, Kevin, I know the truth. And you sure? You sure that your truth is your truth? It should be always tested. It's like gravity. I know it's there, but it's still good every now and then that I drop something as a reminder. You see, the good thing about being a conservative is you have no, you should have no problem testing your truth all the time. That's the beauty of the test, the scientific method. I can try today, I can try 50,000 years from now, and it will still be the same. And leftists can't say that. So, anyway, I was talking about this, going to get into this, the San Francisco mayor going out, looking at her city, and going, what in the heck? Have you seen this happen in other cities where they go out and they see here's what what's funny to me. If you go and you look at where congressmen, these leftists are in all these big cities, and you have to ask yourself, does Adam Schiff go out of his district and drive along and see the homeless that are just lined up in California, Southern Cal? Do any of them? Does Jerry Brown visit L.A. and San Francisco and all these cities and say to himself, boy, I'm so proud of what I've built here? Name me your governor, your congressman, your senators that can go into the major cities run by Democrats and not come to the conclusion of what in the hell have we done? What have we created? How could you overlook this? I was prepping for a speech the other day, and something hit me, a thought hit me, and it just said, leftists marinate in ignorance. They don't dip their toe in it. They marinate in it. They jump in the pool. They do the backstroke. They ask for their martini. And some little Guatemalan midget brings it over to them. But do they ever ask themselves this question? What is it that I don't know? You should be surrounding yourself with people who know what you don't know. I'll give you a good example for me. I don't know accounting. I don't. I'm lucky to have Melissa that goes, you can't do that. You got it. This is the way this has to be done. Or, I don't know how 501c3s work. And she'll say, babe, you can't do that. This is the way we have to offer this scholarship. And I was like, really? We can't just find somebody we like and say, hey, here's this. She goes, no, you got it. There's rules. And oh, good. I'm glad there's somebody there to correct me because I don't know it. And that's the stuff, you know, the old ignorance of the law is not an excuse. Well, that, trust me, it is not an excuse. And leftists will try, they will do everything they can to put you in jail for anything. They will do, as we've learned with Donald Trump, they will create a technicality for you. But they won't do anything for themselves. They don't want to test their truths. They don't want to put their ideas to a scientific method. Yet they cry science all the time, right? It's about the science, Kevin! As they apply it to nothing. Show me where leftists apply the science. Legit statistics. Look at how they manipulate statistics and tell me they give a crap about the science. Don't get me going on woo-flu stats. Y'all know I go off on that tangent. I'll tell you how many people died, how many people have died from, you know, the reactions and stuff. And it's all lies. They don't tell you anything. What do? They take stats on black and Hispanic and all this, and then they use them how? Do they ever improve anything? The short answer is no. They've had decades to improve every single thing. We have thrown trillions and trillions of dollars at every problem known to man. Let me ask you, has any of it improved? Look at education. How much money have we thrown at education? And you tell me this. Is it getting better or is it getting worse? Are we getting more sophisticated in our education in terms of kids coming out being able to critically think? Or are they dumber? You know the answer. Are the streets any safer? They've talked about the war on crime, the war on drugs, the war on terror, the war on this. All these wars, we've been fighting wars, throwing money at it. Leftists in control of all the wars. And you know what we do? We make no progress in the wars. None. And I'm not talking about, well, Kevin, there's been some incremental. The only time there's been progress made in any of the things that we've talked about, are you ready? Are y'all ready? Are you ready for this? Was the 4 years of Donald Trump. That's it. Now, ask yourself, why are they going after the guy who presided over the only four-year period in modern history since the time of the great Rinaldus Magnus? Have we made any progress, and that's the guy? Well, I take that back. Bill Clinton. I got to give Clinton credit. Blue dress aside, the dude made progress. But aside from being forced to do that by Newt Gingrich and team, when have we? Did you make progress under George Bush? Did you make progress under Barack Obama? No. Are you making progress now under Captain Demento? Of course not. Everything those people have touched has turned to turd, as I like to say. And we sit here and they want more. They want more money for this, more money for this, more money just in case, more money in case. We can save everything. We can save the planet. We can save black people. We can save the insurance. Somebody help me. Yeah. They can save everything. They can save you from your doggone self, right? Because Lord knows you don't know what you need to do in your life. They do. They know how to spend your money. What the heck do you want to keep your money for? Wow, you might just give it to Kevin Jackson. We can't have that. Hey, Bob and Carol, by the way, I got the picture. Bob, we're some good-looking fellas. And Carol, you were hanging out with some good... I mean, you're a hottie yourself. Don't misunderstand me, Lou. You were hanging out with some good-looking dudes at the comedy event. Oh, boy. Hey, listen, we got a lot more to talk about. I'm going to take a short break. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The man behind the most popular artificial intelligence app, ChatGPT, is telling Congress, yes, there is a danger from uncontrolled development of AI. But Sam Altman also says the fear that it will eliminate most human jobs is unfounded.
I agree that when we get to very powerful systems, the landscape will change. I think I'm just more optimistic that we are incredibly creative and we find new things to do with better tools, and that will keep happening.
Altman says there does need to be sound regulation to keep AI in check, but not stifle innovation. Back to the Oval Office for congressional leaders this afternoon in the effort to find a debt ceiling increase agreement. North Carolina lawmakers vote today on whether to override Governor Roy Cooper's veto of a bill mandating new restrictions on abortion. Cooper needs just one Republican in either the House or Senate to break ranks to uphold his veto. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We don't know what we don't know. And the reason why I watch this show, it's called Naked and Afraid, is because there's this part of me, and maybe you feel this way too, that says, I want to test myself. And it's funny, the old saying, be careful what you wish for. But you'll see this show, and these people are getting eaten by bugs, and, you know, they got to sleep off the ground because of this. They got to learn how to make a fire because they're in a jungle where jaguars are and all this. And look, I know nobody's going to get killed on the show. They got producers, and they probably got armed security all around them. Who knows? But it does make you wonder, could I survive 21 days butt naked with a machete, you know, a couple of things, in the jungle or in the desert or in the snowdrift mountains or whatever? Or have you ever watched a show where they say, how would you survive with John Quiñones? But I watch these shows because my mind goes, I want to think I can survive there. And the other thing is, I want to know what the possibility is. You know, like when they tell you in the plane, in the case of a water evacuation, you know, your seatbelt, you know, your seat cushion will float. And you're like, you're never going to be in the water. Well, you might. They tell you because you might. But, you know, there comes a point in life where you stop looking and heeding the warnings and you just go on with life because you're too busy to be putting yourself in scenarios. You're going like, man, I'm driving the kids from soccer. I'm going to work. I got to, you know, pick up this. I'm picking up doing errands. I'm doing a little bit of volunteer work. And you look at your life and you go, I'm never going to be in a scenario where I don't know what's going on. I'm always on top of it. Well, are you? If you live in the suburbs, do you really think you know what's going on in the world? Or are you a little detached? Because I'm going to tell you, at some point in your life, you come down from the ivory tower. This is not limited to leftists, folks. This is us as well. You're living life. You're doing good. You got your cars. The kids are doing okay. Little Johnny's dating Susie. Everybody likes it. You know, it looks like he's going to get a scholarship, but blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Life is good until it isn't. And you get dealt a hand. Or maybe something happens that wakes you up to reality. I'll give you an example. One of my friends, her husband's sister, her sister-in-law, out of nowhere, wealthy family, she has a wreck on a four-wheeler or a horse. I can't remember which, to be honest. And breaks her neck, quadriplegic in an instant. we know a lot about it because it happened to Melissa's aunt. And suddenly, you know what you realize? When we took care of my wife's aunt for 2 years in our house, making an actual room for a convalescent and having to do exercises with her every single day and doing bowel movements, because what I didn't know about quadriplegics is the muscles that control your bowel movements and when you take a leak, you have no control over them. So you have to schedule that. What an eye-opening thing to go, man, the body can just, that's it? And all the other things that I learned, the phantom spasms that would happen in her midsection and things like this. Just, it's amazing what you learn about stuff that you have no idea about. And so 2 years out of our lives, taking care of somebody every single day, number one, were we prepared for that? Of course not. You know, we're a house to work on because we needed to sell it. I mean, I could give you all the angst and all the issues that came up over that, but you do it. But we didn't know we were going to have to do it. And even if somebody said you're going to have to do it, we had no clue what life was like for a quadriplegic. And thank God, working with her every single day, we got her back to where she could kind of walk herself. And, yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe, but we did some amazing therapy. If there's any little place in heaven for me, I know God and Melissa, God has got that little spot for us, because that was 2 years of complete sacrifice. I'm not saying it to be a martyr. I'm just telling you because it's a fact. But we didn't know what we didn't know. And when I would be with my aunt, and she would say, "Can you scratch my nose for me?" And I'm thinking, "What?" And she's like, "Kevin, can you scratch my nose?" And it dawns on me, she can't even scratch her nose. It became my mission to make her scratch, you know, get her to be able to move her arms and scratch her nose, and she can now. So you don't think about that. You don't even think about the little things that you do every single day, like just going to the bathroom. But when you finally stop and ask yourself, could this happen on a vacation? What if you go to the Amazon and you get lost in the jungle? What if your hotel is attacked by terrorists during your vacation? I know, Kevin, what you are out there. No, it's happening. I may be weird that way, but I ask myself, what is it that I don't know? And leftists don't do this. Leftists stay in this cocoon of ignorance. As I say, they marinate in ignorance. If it was a pool, the water is not water, it's ignorance. And they marinate in it. They dive off the diving board into the deep end of ignorance, and they never put themselves in another situation. They don't say, you know what, let me stop for just a second. Let me stop hating Trump, and let me ask myself, what's he done? Let me stop loving Biden, and let me take a legitimate look at what he's doing. Let me start looking at statistics differently. It's a conclusion I came to with Bill Clinton when I went, you know what? That dude was a heck of a president. When you think about it, what are we complaining about? I'm sure there are many of you going, you know what, Kevin? You made me think about Clinton a lot differently. See, I was caught up in Democrat, Republican. Go look at what Clinton did. I'm not telling you he did it willingly. He may have done it kicking and screaming, but I don't care. He did it. Balance the budget? I mean, we were feasting, and I used to say, oh, he's living on Reagan. So what? He was living on Reagan. He listened to the Republicans. They came to bipartisan conclusions on what was best for this country. Everything was dropping. Crime rate, he was put 100,000 cops on the street. We complained, well, who's going to pay for it? You know, all this other stuff. Go back and look. You don't have to believe me. Because I was the same way a lot of people were listening. Probably, oh, Kevin, Bill Clinton, he's a horrible president. No, he wasn't. I remember when Bill Lacey of the Goldwater Institute, where I'm a fellow, said it to me. And I was like, come on, Bill. He's like, Kevin, I'm telling you. And Bill was right. And I'm happy to tell you that Bill was right. But Democrats are wrong, leftists are wrong, and all I'm saying in all of this is, when do they wake up? Well, the San Francisco mayor, left wing, I'm sorry, I talked about her, but a journalist went out, was going to prove that San Francisco is not the city that we keep saying that it is. She was going to debunk these right-wing talking points. And so she set out to do it. Elizabeth Weil, Weil, W-E-I-L, you pronounce it yourself. She had an article in one of the East Coast publications, a lefty publication called New York Magazine, where she was going to debunk it. And here's what she ended up. Instead of debunking what the rest of the country was saying about San Francisco, she ended up confirming most of the nasty, shocking, pitiful, gross, maddening things that outside observers were saying about her beloved city. In fact, she felt so compelled, this person writes, she penned an apology to the residents of San Francisco. I'm sorry, I know, she writes. There's always some story in the East Coast press about how our city is dying. San Francisco's hate. Hate these pieces. You're a strange traitor for writing one. When I set out reporting, I wanted to write a debunking the doom piece myself. Yet to live in San Francisco right now, to watch the streets, to realize that no one will catch you if you fall. 200 San Franciscans OD'd, up 41% from last year. It's a wasteland, the guard said when I asked how San Francisco looked to him. I don't even know who she's talking about with that, the guard. He was a security guard. Will writes of the doom loop that is a post-pandemic phenomena that San Francisco may be the poster child for. The doom loopy vision laid out for downtown San Francisco was not pretty. Workers don't return. Offices remain empty. Restaurants shutter. Transit agencies go bankrupt. Tax bases plummet. Public services disappear. According to research from the University of Toronto, cell phone activity in downtown San Francisco is 32% of pre-pandemic levels. That number is 75% in New York. Just as an example. Just think about that. 32% of the pre-pandemic cell phone usage. Cell phones in a downtown, man, you should have a hard time getting a signal. There are times in a bustling downtown that it'll say, you're going to have to come back in a little bit because we don't have time. We can't put you into a circuit. Not in San Francisco. I got to take a short break, but I want to say this. When we come back, I'm going to finish this, but I want you to think about this in terms of San Francisco, Don. I want you to think of this in terms of leftism, what it creates, and how it eventually has to die.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio show
con Kevino Jacksones.
When I think of leftism, one word comes to mind, and that word is hopelessness. Look at the invasion right now that's occurring at our border, our southern border. Leftist cities get hundreds of these people, and they squeal like stuck pigs. New York, we're getting 200 a day. And you know how many invade El Paso? You know how many invade all these border towns at Nogales and, you know, various other towns along the Arizona borders and what have you? And what are they don't say a word. Thousands, folks. I'm talking thousands a day coming in. And I'm not talking about, oh, 999, let's round up. I'm talking about 15, 20,000 a day. And eventually, the migratory path of the wildebeest, the wildemexicans, the South America, whatever they are, they eventually end up going up north, and they get to 200. We're getting 200 a day here. Oh, my God. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Well, deal with it, princess. I mean, when you hear that, I'm from Texas. And we've been dealing with illegal immigration for decades. And I go back to what I said earlier. When are they going to solve it? Illegal immigration back in the day, I told this, I haven't told it in a while. When I was growing up on the ranch, this big cattle ranch owned by these white folks we worked for, beautiful family called them. They were the beautiful people, very beautiful. They were big and beautiful. They just weren't Mexicans. Anyway, lovely family. And we had Mike. Mike migrated from Mexico every year, came to us, worked, got paid under the table by this family who probably felt like, you know what, we're helping the dude. He has literally walked thousands of miles to get to us, maybe not thousands, but certainly a long way to get to us in Texas. He showed up like clockwork. I'm not kidding. My grandparents would go, well, it's about time for Mike to be here. He'd show up. He'd work here, get paid his money, and haul butt back across the border into Mexico. For all intents and purposes, he just had his own work visa. And Mike was, you could set your watch by him. I mean, he was steady. Oh, Kevin, you're condoning illegal immigration. No, I'm condoning Mike immigration. Miguel. Oh, man, what a dude, though. And he'd get his money, and he'd go back over and take care of his family in Mexico. I can't even imagine the life he led over there. I'd have to think about it. I'd have to come out of the ivory tower and ask myself, Kevin, would you walk that far to go to work for your family? The short answer is yes, I would. I'm just glad I didn't have to. Anyway, we got this invasion occurring, and all of the reason why this invasion is occurring is because of idiotic leftist policies. Joe Biden caused this invasion, and prior to him, it was Barack Obama who caused this invasion. And you know who stopped it for 4 years? Donald Trump. And there are people out there, get rid of Trump, man. What is Donald Trump? I'm sick of hearing about Trump. Kevin Jackson, you're a Trumper. No, I'm not. But you know what I am? I don't like invasions. I don't like knowing that right now, amassing on the border, are thousands of people that the Democrats pretend they don't want to let in here. And they're going to let them in. And they're letting them in by the millions. And your tax dollars have to go to that. They're being diverted from things that we should be helping people on. The American poor, which maybe aren't hurting as bad as the Mexicans, but hey, not my issue. Not my issue. I know this, I'd rather help a homeless veteran than I would anybody coming to this country. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. From a metaphorical perspective, let's go back to San Francisco. Because we're talking about the doom and gloom. And this lady that found out when she came out of the ivory tower that maybe, just maybe, she got it wrong about her city. So she writes, the night the Chronicle published its doom loop article, Manny's, an event space in the Mission, hosted a public discussion on what to do about the death spiral. The panelists tried to sound optimistic. We are just need to fix the San Francisco's dysfunctional permitting system. We can find an affordable way to turn some of the office space into housing. We should fund artists to repopulate downtown. These are some of the ideas they were suggesting, okay? You're going to love this stat. The office vacancy rate in San Francisco is at a record high of 30%. This has been contributed to the doom loop. Now, I think what they're saying is that the number of
Yeah, vacancy. So nobody, it's 70% of the offices are loaded, 30% are not. Unheard of in San Francisco. They go on. The tech industry in the city was once known for, has massive layoffs, dramatically cut back on the office space in San Francisco since 2020. And among tech CEOs, quote, everyone with brains has left, Wheel wrote. Cash App founder Bob Lee had moved to Miami, but he got stabbed to death while he was visiting San Francisco in April. What I think about this city, man, I used to go to San Francisco every year, and I would go sailing on a friend of mine. He had a 41-foot yacht, and we just would have a blast. It, wine and cheese. We'd be on the bay, and we'd come back, and I was doing a big Oracle event. This was every year I went, and I looked forward to it. One of my best buddies lived in San Jose. We'd stay at his place, or I'd either stay in my hotel or in his place. But we would always go. I mean, it was a ritual. And I remember one of the times we went, and I went, whew, this is, well, when they stole my jacket and my camera gear was when it started to get a little bit of a stitch. They continue. 40 years ago, I visited San Francisco several times. The city was rocking. The energy was exploding out of buildings. Unlike L.A., where laid-back Angelinos sauntered down the street in no hurry to get anywhere, San Franciscans walked briskly and with a purpose. And it was beautiful. The green hills, the mountains, the bay, the cable cars, and at night, it was no better place to be if you were young. Let me tell you, I can honestly tell you, I've been to cities all over the world. San Francisco is my favorite. I used to tell people there is no such thing as a bad view. Doesn't matter where you stand. You look around, you do a 360 panorama, and you just have to go, I know there is a God. Unbelievable. And at night, the beauty, the lights and the skyline, and oh man, I remember it, but it's nostalgia because it's not that way now. If you said to me, Kevin, we're going to have an event, I would be like, man, can we have it anywhere else? Why are we going to go there, overpay for crap, know that the people there hate us? I mean, I'm going to give you a lot of reasons not to go. And there was a time, if you said San Francisco, you wouldn't even get San Fran out of your mouth. No, they're packing bags, ready to go. Such a great city. Iconic in every way. And even though it's run by lefties, you just dismiss it for a minute. Because you go, you know what, we're paying for all this beauty, and I'm okay to do it, to splurge is what my grandmother would say. Well, are we going to splurge? Y'all can have a burger. We didn't have to split one. We could each get one, would be splurging in my family. Anyway, he says, and today, meanwhile, the Blick security guard kept texting me videos. He needed someone to see what he was seeing out there on his patch of Market Street between 5th and 6th. Did I know how the black markets worked? I walked down Market Street at night. Did I know that some of the street addicts were rotting, literally their decomposing flesh attracting flies? The Anthropologie, where he used to work, announced it would close. What it really feels like living in San Francisco is that you're lying to yourself, he said. Oh, I live in San Francisco. It's so nice. He says when you walk by junkies, you're like, they don't even exist. They don't even exist. You're just lying to yourself. Disappearing restaurants. Disappearing tech companies. Disappearing retail stores. Who's left? Will spoke to upper-class San Franciscos who are in total denial, who think that their city itself can turn on itself around with a few tweaks. Meanwhile, the junkies are rotting in the streets. I guess if you can't smell something, they don't exist. That's why I call this particular broadcast Out of the Ivory Tower. These people have no clue what's going on at street level because they're detached. And when you ask yourself, Kevin, how do these people do this? Why is it that black people vote Democrat? Why is it that these lefties are continuing with these policies? Nothing impacts them. Until it impacts them, it doesn't matter. It's like in L.A. All these rich Californians buy their high-rises, and then they watch the homeless line up behind them, and then the homeless start breaking into their cars, and they're like, dude, you better do something about them. You created them. It's your problem.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.